Championship game. Bring it in, everybody. Come on. Okay. We're here. We made it. We made it to the big game. Center stage. Every one of you, all give yourselves a clap on the hand. I'm so proud of every one of you. You know, before I came out today, I think about, I'm like the Steinbrenner. And I think, what would Steinbrenner say right now? He would say that when you put on this uniform with my name on it, there is no substitute for winning. No substitute. Or you hit the deck. So we're going to go out there. We're going to play this other team, quote unquote, Rally's clothing, with their pussy, mustard yellow shit uniforms. We aren't just going to beat them. We will grab them, and we will fuck their sisters in the cunt. Are you listening? Bring it in. Come on. Fuck these people.
Fuck these people.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
God damn, it is good to be back. It has been a while.
How long has it been? It's over a month at this point.
For you or for everyone or what?
Both, I suppose.
For you, I'm not sure. I know I have missed two of the last
three. I assume
the
universe stops when I'm not part of it.
Exactly. When you die, when you close your eyes, we all stop.
So when I haven't seen someone since they were like 16 or something.
They're still 16.
Yeah. So when I see them on Facebook, I'm like, why do they look so old?
The instant they...
Time didn't stop once I no longer was a part of their
the
life.
The instant they return to you, though, they age. All that aging catches up in a matter of seconds. It's like opening the Ark of the Covenant. They're like, what's happening to me?
Oh, God, I'm so glad I skipped my high school reunion.
You skipped it straight up?
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, I...
When was it?
I stayed up all night and had to work last Saturday.
Oh, it's a treat, man. I'm
it was
sorry.
Not a treat. I was
I'm
just
sorry.
Looking at the pictures on Facebook... They all look so old and fat.
You really think there wasn't one chick that you could have slayed rocking your new look and it wouldn't have been, like, awesome?
Not the condition I was in.
One girl who was, like, the dorky, mousy chick and she grew, like, a killer rack at 19 or so.
No, because I was so delirious from lack of sleep, I would have just, like, fallen asleep at the club or bar or whatever the hell it was.
Ah... You should have planned better. You missed out, man.
I didn't even know. Maria reminded me. She's like, isn't your high school reunion this week? And I'm like,
I didn't even goddamn care much for high school. But
I already
the
made
reunion
plans to
was
work.
Fun.
I don't know. I didn't see like any hot chicks in the pictures. And the ones who were probably
let's
attached.
Let's bring down the damn Lemmy. We're not going to get the intro done before this song wears out. Boom.
But there's just this one chick who I knew. She wasn't like hot in high school. I mean, we can pull her up on Facebook if you want.
Oh, we'll do that.
But she was
what's her name? Who cares? What's her name?
Arden Fiddler.
What?
Yeah.
Arden Fiddler?
Yeah, you don't remember? I thought you might have known her.
What kind of name is that?
I don't know. Some weird hippie name.
She sounds like a singing animal in a Disney film.
No, but I mean, she's pretty decent. A little blonde chick. Wasn't bad.
All right, I'm going to punch this up. By the way, let's bang out the intro real fast.
All right.
It's in case you forgot, it's Papa's Basement. I know it's been a while. Show website in papasbasement.com.
How long has it been since you've been here?
I missed last week and the week before I was here with Veronica.
Did she show her meat purse again?
No, but she's looking even better. She's shaping up, so good for her.
God damn it, why do I keep missing her?
Exactly. You need to be in the studio once in a while.
So I can see her effing slice on the webcam like everyone else.
Like every other fan. By the way, we have more people into this show than I thought, Will.
Was there a fan demand to get us back on air?
I wouldn't say it was demand. I just caught a lot of S via Twitter for not having episodes up.
What, like fat 40-year-old women?
No.
My C hurts when I can't hear you.
No, not at all. My name is John Papagiorgio. With me is my brother Will Papagiorgio. If you want to get a hold of me via Twitter, I am at Papa's Basement. He is at Billy Basil. I think that covers all the contact information. Listen live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. We're all caught up. Now back to, was it Arden Fiddler, I believe?
Yeah. I feel so bad for throwing her fat, fat body under the bus.
She's fat?
Now. Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying she's a piece of ass now. Then why?
No, I'm saying that's why I'm glad I didn't go. People who I remember being young and cute are just big, fat. They look like they're 40. They're 28.
She's not even popping up, and she's lucky.
Wait, you just Googling her? Are you looking her up on my... I think we're friends on Facebook. I don't know.
Hold on. I'll go through your friends then. Let's make this exacting. ARDENFIDDLER.
I think one D in the fiddler.
All right, Arden.
Is she coming up or no?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure lots of people delete me and I'm just oblivious to it.
Oh, Arden. Uh-oh. Should have been a whole lot more fiddling, a whole lot less eating. Yeah, she's looking a little
bloated.
Puffy.
Because all that
man face
is weight that shouldn't be there. Now, are there any pictures of her when she was skinny and young?
No, she has deleted that painful past.
Doesn't want to be reminded.
There is only Fat Fiddler now.
Look up, I mean, you can see people from my reunion if you don't look that up. Or I don't really care.
Nah, that's, yeah. You know, much as I love to sit here for a half hour. And
you actually have things planned.
S-talk people. Well, just looking at pictures on Facebook, not exactly compelling in an auditory medium.
Of course it is. I mean, you didn't get any of that? Like, wasn't there some chick you thought was the bee's knees in high school? And you just saw her, she probably crapped out a few pups. And
no,
just...
I have to say, every last chick... I'm not exaggerating here. Every last chick who was a piece in high school looked older, but was still a piece. Like, you'd still bang them. No one fell, like, no wheels fell off any wagon. So that's, I guess, why it was such a positive experience for me. The guys.
Yeah, so the guys look sloppy, too.
The guys you look at, and you're reminded of your own mortality as you gaze upon them, yes.
That's why I'm not trying to F them, but yeah, they're always, like, fat and balding and, like. I don't know. Just take care of yourself. Shave your damn head. Go to the gym or something.
That's kind of what got me. Balding is not a look. Bald is a look. You can rock bald.
Balding looks old. Like, it just makes you look 10 years older than you really are.
Yeah. You look like the soccer dad who's secretly, like, banging one of the 16-year-olds on the team or something like that.
No, you look like you got a 7-year-old tied up in your trunk.
It's disgusting.
And you make this noise when you're diddling it.
Regardless, just shave your goddamn head if you're balding.
Sky Kirstie.
Oh,
I love
it,
Sky. I was like the one person.
I think Sky actually listens, or at least friends of Sky.
I love Sky.
Sky's
really
a good
guy. I never understood why Morris and everyone else like. Took a giant dump on him.
Why, Sky Kirstein, who's now a reporter with me at my radio station, my place of employment.
I love how all my, like, high school bull-ass follows you to your adult life. Like, I throw taco sauce on this guy's car because his daughter's a slut who's cheating on my friend, and you end up working for him 10 years later.
I've paid for every one of your sins. Every last goddamn one. Oh, man. All right.
Good for Don. Good for Don for, like, not harboring a grudge.
Don Hanslick.
He's probably, like, a decent human being, but...
Don is awesome.
I was such a... Like, as horrible a human being as I am now, I was 10 times worse back then. Like...
It was high school.
Yeah, I know.
All,
like,
pieces of crap.
Yeah, you piss on toilet paper for no reason. Like, you'd never think that... Gerardo or whoever is going to come by and grab it with his bare hands later, and you don't care. Now, why would you do that? There's no point to do that.
All right. On that on that final thought.
Did you do that in the bathroom here?
Not here, no. I used to do that all the time in grade school, though.
Yeah, but not now.
I would. My big thing, this is the final thing, then we're going to move forward with the show prep. back when starter jackets were huge, I would bust into kids' lockers.
Oh, yeah, that was the best.
And I would flush their starter jacket and then either drop a Duke on top of it or piss all over it.
Jesus.
And the worst thing is you would just see the janitor, like you said, fish it out with his bare hands afterward. That's when I knew what it was to have a horrible life.
And the fact that, like,
that's where my innocence died, witnessing that happen.
This kid's parents, what, dropped $1, $1.50 on that jacket?
I would say about $1, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they were all Dallas jackets. It was Dallas or the Charlotte Hornet. That was it. Just that Hornet. People don't even like the damn Hornets.
They just like Muggsy Bogues.
They love that goddamn mascot. And you know what? I didn't duke on enough Dallas jackets. F them.
Are the Hornets even a team anymore?
No, they're like the OKC Thunder now.
Oh.
Or is that the Trailblazers? I don't care about basketball. Yeah. Who cares?
All right.
No, they're... Why did you call me out? Now I feel like such a girl. In the heat of the moment, I don't remember a damn lick of NBA trivia. And this isn't trivia. These are teams that have now existed for 5 goddamn years.
I didn't know about the Thunder until recently.
Mm-hmm. It none of it matters.
Are the Timberwolves a team?
Yes, they are still around.
All right.
We're all caught up.
Okay.
There's your manly lesson for the day. And I work in sports radio, so that was particularly embarrassing. Will, I learned something interesting today by keeping up with my good buddy and coworker Nathan Hager, works at TOP. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's N Hager, WTOP, not N Hater. That's a very different account. Keep that straight.
I have a lot of racists following me on Twitter. I believe one handle is IHANIGRS.
Okay.
And another one would be Watermelon Coon. Because there's a lot of people have no balls to be racist in person. But
I guess.
The internet and Twitter, yeah.
They go nuts with it as like a lovely black family just mills back and forth right in front of me.
I'm glad I don't have to face these people.
They're like the Huxtables without the sweater. Exactly. You face into the studio and you see none of what I see peering in at us.
What are you talking about?
He's out of it.
I'm the one with the beard and the glasses looking out the window.
They're not going to fall for it. Nathan had an interesting tweet where he mentioned it was the 20th anniversary of the release of a certain album that many people would point to as like one of the big albums of all time.
Yeah, they're doing something on XM about it.
Yeah, and to me, I don't know if I've ever encountered a more overhyped piece of music.
It was
that album, by the way, Nirvana's Nevermind.
With child pornography on the cover.
Exactly. With a little kid's dingle on the front.
I don't know how that slipped by, but...
Well, back then, I think people weren't quite so disgusting and obsessed with everything being...
No, you can't have... Like, I remember looking at Tower. There was a picture book with, like, naked kids and whoever in it. So I think if it falls under art and not pornography, which I don't know who has the job of deciding which is which, then it's legal.
If it gets you hard, it's porn. Maybe.
You don't think at least one dude stroked it to the cover of Nevermind? Shot ropes all over that dollar bill.
Are you kidding? I'm sure someone got like the beach towel and just hung it up on his wall, decorated that thing, turned it into a blacklight poster. I don't know what it is about Nevermind and...
It stinks.
...the reverence displayed for it that pisses me off so much.
Because we're young or old enough, however you want to look at it, to realize the shuck and jive going on. It's the same thing with Beatles and Zeppelin.
I don't even want to get so much into them, but I feel I lived through what happened when Nevermind came out.
Yeah, it's revisionist history.
It's
bull jive.
Lazy revisionist history. Like you said, you took the words out of my mouth. Going on about its influence and its importance and its lasting cultural impact, yada, yada, yada. I think it's all BS. And I
what
found
lasting it, impact? If you listen to like modern hard rock and metal.
You are taking the words out of my goddamn mouth.
It's the exact opposite. It's back to the 80s.
I want to go through an article that I found jerking some goddamn dude jerking his pasty prick about the, you know, how goddamn amazing it is and how fresh Nevermind sounds 20 years later. And I kind of want to, like, line by line refute this thing.
All right.
It's called Nirvana's Nevermind, still in bloom after 20 years. So if you want to get an idea of the lazy goddamn journalism contained within, look no further
than the essie pun.
Yeah, than the horrible title.
Well, who is this guy? Is he a blogger? Is he a Rolling Stone writer? God, I hate Rolling Stone to the depths of my soul.
Oh, you mean how they'll give an album 3 stars, maybe 3.5 stars out of 5, and then re-review it? Like a couple years later, when it's clear that album was a huge hit, and be like, you know what? This mother F was 5 out of 5.
It's just lazy liberal twas, like, kiss any minority's ass, just want an S on the white man, unless it's some...
Well, no, I think they'll also pound white dong when it comes to, like, really...
Arcade Fire and
yeah, exactly.
Vampire Weekend and terrible bands that have women drumming and they have no business.
I'm sorry. Women have one role in the rock universe.
Yeah.
Well, okay, two. I'll give you an all-chick band if you want. And the Filation. Those two things.
Has there ever really been a good chick band?
No.
Yeah. There we go.
No. Spice Girls? I mean, if we want to count that.
They're good looking.
Yeah. I thought their music wasn't horrible, and I used to pound it to the inlay of the CD. I had it for like 2 weeks. I'll admit that.
That's great, because I think I listened to that CD once and probably took the inlay cover out.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit of me inside you, buddy.
Yeah, because there's Ginger Spice wearing that like mini Union Jack dress on the cover, right?
Oh, God. I did a lot of Union Jack. Not a thing. Okay. It's the Broward Palm Beach New Times. Sounds
like the big times there.
Yeah, yeah.
NY Times and then that.
It has the
one
word
and two
blogs under it, so I'm not even sure if this was printed. I'm going to go with yes. This guy has been cited in Wikipedia a few times. His name is Jose Flores.
Jose Flores.
Thank you, Jesus.
So
let's go through
Rico.
Let's go through this article. It should take about 15 minutes, except with us, it'll take a goddamn hour, and this will be the episode, which is fine by me, because I think this needs to be done. We need to hold the line against this BS, Will.
No, this is, like we said, they're selling us something. The Ja-Run Media is trying to ram something down our throats, and I'm not buying it.
All right, let's get started. Nirvana accidentally kickstarted an enduring cultural movement when they released Nevermind Today 20 years ago.
Accident my ass.
Yeah.
They were the band that Columbia they were on, chose to push.
Geffen.
Okay.
I believe Geffen.
Yeah, Geffen was on top of the world then because Guns N' Roses made him the like most powerful man in the music industry.
Yeah.
Because he's somewhat fresh off of Appetite, definitely fresh off of Use Your Illusion. 2 albums that were number one on the charts.
Yeah.
This is like a year later.
And I would
maybe
just,
the same year.
I would like to say, for those that point towards Nirvana being the only influence at the time, I would say GNR was just like a hair bigger. Just a hair bigger.
Different. Nirvana, I was just talking about this, I think with Allison the other day. They're the ones who started that goddamn trend of like every band needs to have one stupid name that doesn't sound like a band name, like Sponge, Bush, Radish, whatever.
They're too
the hell
cool
else.
For a name.
Yeah, too cool for a name, too cool to like try on stage, wear clothes that look somewhat interesting.
It's all about not trying. It's all about being too cool for what you're goddamn doing. When I'm in this studio, I try to respect this studio. I try to respect talking into a microphone. I don't act like I'm too goddamn cool for it.
You mean you don't think Andy Milonakis is funny?
No. Get out for mentioning that name. Just get out. If you're doing something, do it with every shred of your goddamn heart, man.
I mean, you
otherwise,
like,
get the F out.
You don't like comedians who talk like this?
No. Screw them.
Awful.
Screw
them.
That's
to hipsterism.
Hell. It's
trying
the worst thing ever.
Trying to not try.
Yeah. How would you feel if you had hipster sex and it was like, I'm going to kind of bang you, but not really. I'm kind of too cool to be sticking it in you to begin
about
with.
That. Like, how awful must hipster sex be? It's probably all cuckolding.
I'm coming on your face ironically. Wait, I don't get it. I don't get how these people function, but whatever. Screw them. Let's move past it.
I'm sure it involves a black man somehow.
Yeah, exactly. He actually cares to bang you right. I'm going to just watch. I'm going to watch, smoke a Galois, drink a Pabst. I don't even know if I do that anymore. I don't know if that's too cool or if it's been played out, so whatever.
That's the only thing I can picture hipsters doing. And we're like at the goddamn one of the hipster capitals of the world, D.C. and Arlington.
It's awful.
I mean, that's almost on par with Joe York, I think.
Awful. Just, okay. Oh, God. That's a show unto itself. F hipsters. F the hipsters. F them. Today, 20 years ago after its release, we are consistently reminded of the catalyst that Nevermind really was. From September 24th, 91 on, almost every artist that has considered themselves quote-unquote alternative or experimental can be traced back to this album's wild, unexpected success. What's unexpected about an album getting a major label push and doing well?
Dude, I read...
Riddle me that!
I read an article about it in GQ or something.
Yeah.
Like when I was waiting to have my car fixed, and I was just sitting at the dealership, and it was like interviews with Dave Grohl and Butch Vig and all that. Kurt Cobain is an ass.
He's a piece of ass.
He went to David Geffen and was like, I want to be the biggest band in the world. He said that. That's words straight from the horse's mouth.
Oh, and then was it too much for you?
Yeah.
You big baby?
I can't stand
be
it.
Be like Hendrix then. Die on top of like two blondes, filled just brimming an esophagus so caked with vomit you can't even cough.
I want to say Hendrix died like Ivan at the end of The Machinist.
Really?
Like some white bitch rolled him up in a rug and tried to throw him in the water.
Wow.
No, it was pretty bad. I think he OD'd and it was kind of like Pulp Fiction. Like, let's not call for help and see what we can do.
I thought it was kind of he died in his sleep type thing. Like
No, he OD'd in some bitch's house, and I think like his dead body was driven around London like looking for some Eric Stoltz to give him an adrenaline
another
shot.
Another reason why hipsters and druggies are pieces of crap.
Yeah, they're all your buddies and your brothers, and they love you until like it's their ass going to jail.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, let's leave them outside the hospital with 5 pounds
with
in their pocket.
With a note taped.
Like goddamn train spotter.
A note written in crayon. I am possibly overdosing.
Leave him in his shopping cart. Someone did that to Janie Lane when he died.
Jesus Christ.
He had a note in his pocket that said, I am Janie Lane, and his phone number.
Along with the first two lines of Cherry Pie. In case you forgot.
Swinging in the front room, swinging in the kitchen.
Most folks don't because they're too busy. Poetry song.
I mixed up the batter and she licked the beater.
The band that smashed convention and threw all the rules into the air. Really? I'm sorry, they're playing guitars, drums, they have a singer, their songs are about 4 minutes long.
Yeah, they're not
chorus,
John
pre-chorus.
Glass or Philip Glass or whoever the guy is who like invented his own instruments to make music.
They're not Godflesh or Throbbing Gristle or someone who's just doing these 20-minute songs where it's just one beat over and over.
Not only that, first of all, there was another band named Nirvana in the 60s.
Really?
So even their goddamn name ain't original. Second of all, and I don't know this because I've never listened to the Pixies, but apparently they just stole blindly from them.
They did.
Okay.
He's pretty open about that.
So what is so goddamn influential? You just got the credit. You're Christopher Columbus of the music world. The engines was already there. You just took the glory. That's it.
Summarized perfectly, but we'll continue.
If any band from that Seattle scene deserves any accolades, it's AIC. The only good band to come out of that godforsaken city.
I would say they have the most... In terms of influence on hard rock, by far, they have the most influence.
If you want to talk about like an influential good album, talk about Effing Dirt. That is a good album from start to finish.
If you want to talk about a junkie churning something of quality out.
Yeah, Lane Staley and Jerry Cantrell. He gets the classy pronunciation.
Cantrell. The little tilde over the last E.
Dude, I remember seeing this one. I don't know if it's behind the music or what, but... It kept, you want to talk about people had an influence over modern music. Let's say it was AIC's Behind the Music. I don't think they had one, so something. Maybe it was like one of the stupid VH1, like best hard rock albums in the 90s. Mm-hmm. They showed clip after clip, and it's funny because it was right as I said it. It was like, they're talking about their influence. I was like, oh, Dirt, what a great album. It just showed like all these clips of like other bands being interviewed, like maybe Faith No More, Stained, whoever. And it's just like, all I kept saying was Dirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, it
Dirt's
showed,
a goddamn
it showed
amazing
them,
album.
Like, when they were talking about, you know, their influences, it was just one band saying Dirt. Cut to the next band saying Dirt.
Screw
and there's like 15
never mind.
Of them.
Dirt, you could put out... I could pop Dirt in my damn CD player in the car.
Who don't like them bones?
I'll play the ass out of Dirt.
I mean, like, most albums, like, I don't like... It's like Back in Black. Like, Back in Black's a great song, but I flip it when I hear it on the radio because I've heard it 50 billion times. So, like, Rooster, I can't stand to listen to. But Down in a Hole in Wood.
I can still do the hell out of Wood. And I have heard
Wood
400 to 500 times.
Dude, Wood makes the goddamn hair on your arm stand up. Like, that ending.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's keep rolling. We've already established the truth here. But just, you know.
Let's debunk
this
horse-ish.
Go through the damn motions. Exactly. I want to tear this article down line by line. With a few power chords, infectious hooks, and a decibel overdose, kids realized that they didn't have to listen to extreme CNC Music Factory or Vanilla Ice anymore. First of all, screw you, More Than Words is the effing jam. Second of all, I would probably point a little more toward the release of the Black Album a month before that and say... That opened a few ears to something a little less poppy. The success of Metallica, a bit of a bigger note than
what?
A goddamn pop act, for all I'm concerned.
Why are they even comparing Nirvana to CNC Music Factory and goddamn Marky Mark?
They're acting like every kid who was into that then put on some flannel. And you know what? If that is the case, then what impact did you have?
That
wasn't the case. Because 2 years later, they were on to the next goddamn fashion anyhow.
Eggplant lovers have always been eggplant lovers.
Oh. We're not talking Italian cooking either.
No, you got to compare them to rock. So if you want to give Nirvana some credit, are they responsible for making bands like Winger? Are they the reason Janie Lane died 2 months ago? Yes. And penniless and drunk. Because, yeah, bands like Warren,
Winger.
They ended like
Winger, the eighth generation of hair.
Steelheart.
Steelheart.
Who are like those awful like last generation hair metal bands?
Slaughter.
Yeah, Slaughter.
I God help me, I kind of lump Skid Row somewhat unfairly into it, even though
they were
much
more
like a GNR.
Yeah,
thing.
They really were. So they shouldn't have been, but I think they got the bad end of the stick too.
They kind
of
looked it. They had the tight leather pants,
long hair.
Yeah,
or too long because Kurt and everyone else had shoulder length and they had waist length there.
Exactly. It was a world
that
of
extra
difference.
Foot.
They were skinny.
Bad news.
They were white, but they wore leather instead of jeans.
And their singer could actually sing.
Yeah.
It wasn't William Shatner doing goddamn Rocket Man up there just talking into the mic.
There you go.
I'm the Rocket Man. I miss my kids. I miss my wife.
Let's get to the next section that set me the hell off.
Does he do anything like song by song? Like talk about these piece of S songs?
No.
There's one good goddamn song on that album, and that's Something in the Way at the end.
I do like that one.
That is the only good song on there. And it's the same two chords and same lyrical line over and over. That is it.
That didn't pick up on your mic whatsoever, as I saw the fader hop in front of me. Whatever you call it, most of us called it alternative. Bands like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, and Weezer wouldn't be selling millions of albums had Nevermind never come out.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers have been around since like 1986.
I don't know how incorrect that statement could be.
Who were the other ones?
Weezer and Green Day.
Weezer came out afterward, so yeah.
Still, I don't get how you're going to act like if the prime was pumped and all we needed was a band that sounded like Nirvana, you're really going to look me straight in the face and say that Weezer couldn't have been that band, that Pearl Jam couldn't have been that
band?
Well,
that's also, when did 10 come out? I thought 10 came out before. I thought 10 came out in 1990.
10 was like a couple months before it.
10 was huge.
10, yeah, they want to act like 10 got big after Nirvana
no.
broke some doors down. I remember
Jeremy. That stupid-ass video of him.
And the strobe light.
Yeah. 20 years later, I still have no goddamn clue what he's saying.
Nor should you.
You remember the video of him
Man
jumping
like
into the mosh pit? Like
yeah,
where he climbs
flow.
Up? Yeah.
There was Even Flow. There was Alive.
Alive was huge.
You're telling me Alive owes its goddamn success?
And what about Ugly Kid
Spirit?
Joe? Let's not forget that.
Oh, God. Moment of silence for UKJ.
I consider the real godfathers of grunge. I hate everything about you.
And that cover of Cats in the Cradle.
Which I probably heard on XM yesterday.
Oh, God. Damn, that was bad. But the balls to suggest the Chili Peppers owed Eddie, like, Give It Away wasn't goddamn huge. I think Chili Peppers owed just a touch more to goddamn Jane's Addiction.
Chili Peppers do suck and F them in their own right. They were good. I heard Knock Me Down on the radio the other morning. That was a good song.
Blood Sugar came out literally the same day 20 years ago as Nevermind. And you want to act like Blood Sugar owes its success to Nevermind? Came out the same damn time!
One's a goddamn funk act. Like, what does that have to do with alternative?
All this reminds me of is how alternative took everything under its goddamn umbrella
Anything
for
that
5 years.
Wasn't hair metal was alternative.
Nine Inch Nails, great alternative act.
No doubt.
No, they're not. No doubt, great alternative act. Everything was alternative up until like goddamn 2000.
Moby.
Great alternative guy.
Who else? 311.
Alternative, awesome.
Yeah, hippie, weed-smoking, modern-day Grateful Dead.
No, it's alternative.
Again, the Jazz.
If you call everything alternative, then I guess there are some good
What's
alternative
the goddamn
acts.
That's like, I think, what Vinnie Paul or Phil or one of the guys from Pantera
alternative
said.
Alternative to what?
Yeah, alternative to what, mother effer? Yeah. Good music? If everything's the alternative, then what's the, whatever the opposite word of alternative is? I'm an idiot.
The current. I don't know.
What's the standard issue?
Yeah, the current option. Here's what really set me off. Suburban kids started finding out about groups like Wu-Tang Clan on their new mission to find the real thing. Okay, I lived through this crap just a little bit. The kids back then into Nirvana weren't so goddamn into the Wu-Tang Clan.
Where? How does he draw that link?
I kind of remember the Wu-Tang Clan kids being really into... I'm white, but I'll act black. There wasn't a lot of room for, I'm not, you know, I'm going to listen to the white acts that act white.
No, your little sect or clique or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Here's where it really flies off the rails, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Brother mine. Nine Inch Nails Industrial Blast, Faith No More Crazy People Music, and Aphex Twin's Abrasive Electronic Beats received regular rotation on MTV in the next few years.
Faith No More been around since goddamn 1985.
And real a thing? Came, the real
1990.
Thing, no, 89, I want to say.
Yeah, you're right. Or even 87.
So rotation, it was 89. I looked it up.
Okay.
That's show prep. Bada bing. 89. 2 years before this happens,
Epic
Faith No
was
More
huge.
Getting constant rotation. Not a effing lick. I almost dropped the bomb right there. Angel Dust maybe came out around Nevermind, and that tanked.
Yeah, but even that wasn't grungy sounding.
No.
They tried to make them look grungy.
It was good sounding. Nine Inch Nails, Pretty Hate Machine, 89.
Yeah.
But Nirvana paid the way for them. I mean...
Yeah, not Ministry.
Yeah. And Aphex Twin, I kind of remember them being big around 95, 96, when they were looking for the new thing to push grunge the hell out of the way.
Yeah, electronica.
Like, electronica.
Prodigy.
Let's just make electronica. Exactly. When Fat of the Land was just made for 1 week, the top album in the country, just for the hell of
it. And how the hell does Come to Daddy sound like Smells Like Teen Spirit?
But Nirvana broke it all down, Will. If it weren't for them, we'd be under the tyrannical grasp of, like, the 18th GNR album right now.
So Chinese Democracy would have actually sold?
It would have happened in 97.
Jesus Christ, this is awful. This is so inaccurate.
We know that many of these bands existed before Nirvana. Really? Are you going to give us that much? They did exist?
Acknowledging
at least tell me I was at the dinner center.
At least give me that much. Was I there?
You may have been in the casino at the... God damn.
You're lucky I just saw that scene recently.
And many would have existed without them. Oh, thanks. But just as the crappy musical climate of the late 80s and early 90s set the stage...
You mean the awesome musical climate?
Yeah. For the Nevermind, he calls it the Nevermind, why? Nirvana made millions of music fans want more from their music. To me, the average Nirvana fan is the kid who is now, you know what, I'll go for broke. The kid who's now into goddamn like Justin Bieber or something.
It's the same thing.
Add a few years.
It's whatever the mainstream is selling you.
They were in constant MTV rotation. What were they the goddamn alternative to get back to what Vinnie Paul said?
Nothing. It's just...
They were the biggest act on the face of the earth. They were the establishment.
The music industry decided it was time for a change, and that's who they picked.
Thank you. That's how I view it.
That's how it works.
He goes on about how Nirvana then influenced things like The State and Jon Stewart.
So they're comedians now.
Yeah. Why doesn't he just get into like how they revolutionized genetic therapy? I mean,
responsible for stem cell research.
Let's just trace Nevermind back to that while we're wasting our goddamn time. You know what, Will, was a real influential album? And what was underground as a mother back then and still moved? And what is the real most influential album of the last, like, 25 years? Straight Outta Compton.
For hip-hop,
yeah. To this day, I won't even... Now, that is something that crossed genres. Every rapper, to this day, wants to be the hardest mother F out there. Even the quote-unquote conscientious ones, they don't want to look like pussies.
No, because now it's like... trying to be about like being rich, like the whole Jay-Z. I don't know. When did that start?
But it's still like, I'm rich because
But that's
I'm
a ghetto
badass.
Mentality. I mean, that's the same thing like, you know, like black people or immigrants have. Like they want to show everyone
they made it.
You know?
I made it. Check out the bocce ball court in the back.
Look no further than the Persians. The kings of that mentality.
All I'm saying is nothing has been the same since Straight Out. How many kids, how many disenfranchised white kids that would have been listening to goddamn Metallica or Pantera heard that instead? And they're like, screw this abstract stuff. I just want lyrics that sound angry and scary about things like I know.
I don't think that came Straight Out of Compton. I think that was the next generation, like Snoop Dogg
Tupac
and Dr. Dre.
And
or it's like, then you had the Uyghurs.
Yeah.
But
that, man, that is lasting influence.
Yeah. The Nirvana, like we said, that's already been reversed. It was reversed with goddamn Korn. There's no hip-hop in Nirvana sound. Korn came out in 1994. They were on top of the charts by 98. So by 98, 99, when Korn and Limp Bizkit were the biggest things in the business,
Nirvana
was already gone.
Nirvana's influence already gone at that point.
And certainly
they
going
were
now.
Just another effing trend. Now, look at what's on the airwaves now. You want to say Nirvana has a lick of influence over any of that?
Goddamn Iron Maiden. It all sounds like Iron Maiden.
Tell me that Nevermind made Katy Perry's tits bigger. Then I'm a believer.
Oh, she's so hot.
I don't even start.
Oh, I want to just sit on my face like a toilet seat.
Don't even. You say that name one more time, I'm just taking this laptop in the bathroom and you're ending the show yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Just every woman should be that. Just every woman.
Just everything.
Oh, God.
Face, legs, tits.
What the hell were we talking, Nirvana?
The hell with them.
Yeah.
If Kurt Cobain's so goddamn smart, why is his skull in four pieces right now?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And why'd he marry everyone else's dumpster?
How many other guys took that
Pump
for a whirl?
Billy Corgan. Ugh.
Didn't she hook up with Manson at some point?
Probably.
Yeah, call her. I mean, hey, callers. Call her. Oh. The Doug Tech.
Who?
D-Tet.
You guys are looking stout today. I'm sitting here looking like a pillow pet.
Dude, right now I'm cramming myself into the 38 waistline jeans that fit loosely last year.
Oh, I can see your thigh right now going into your other thigh.
Oh, it's disgusting, man. Like, I'm putting these on like a Chinese lady binding her feet. Like, I just, this is the line I'm drawing. They got to shrink.
Speaking of big size, you know what I hate?
What?
Fat women. like that Nabil whoever chick you guys were talking about earlier.
Who?
I don't know. Whoever went to Chantilly with your brother.
Oh.
Oh, God, yeah. Don't even... That Viking beast of a woman.
She's so nice.
Your boy Otel and I were out at lunch today, right?
Yeah.
With the Santinis.
Oh, God, the New York deli.
the New York deli that Jews you on the meat. How does
it
that
is
work?
The New York experience.
I went there once and the line was too long. How is it?
It's okay,
yeah,
man.
It's all right.
Everything's like corned beef this, corned beef that.
Ugh. That's what I had, corned beef with sauerkraut.
Exactly.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's not dressed. The only thing Jews got right is their bread.
Oh,
just for the record, we don't know this person. At least I don't. I can say that honestly.
I do. I know Doug Tett all too well.
So we're up there, and then Othello makes this observation of these fat ladies that are sitting over there talking, just yapping, and then all the fat food they're eating.
What are they
a
crushing?
A nice piece
they're
of corned beef?
The big mouths going into the big sandwiches, and then their kids just sitting there thinking it's okay to do that.
Oh, they're fat kids watching these fat models, and they'll be fed this fat food, and they'll be fat as F, too.
Keep spinning the wheels of abuse.
Yeah.
Last night, I told you I went out to that lovely establishment, Backyard.
Oh, yeah. Will knows about Backyard. He might not know you, D-Tet, but he knows Backyard.
Yeah, I don't need to go to high school reunions because I can see all the trash from my high school.
Yeah, exactly.
There.
For those of you that don't live in Chantilly, Virginia, and I pity you because you're missing so much, Backyard Bar and Grill is where, like, every kid from Chantilly High School just goes a broken, fat, bald shell of what they were.
Or just anyone who didn't make anything of themselves.
Yeah.
And is still...
There's four of us standing at a table trying to scope out the trim.
That was a short scoping.
The fat trim?
Yeah.
The oxymoron?
I think they have a pregnant bartender.
This third grade teacher comes up and starts talking to us.
Okay, I like this.
Was
so
she hot? Yeah. Or
does
she have those
wasn't.
Fupa jeans like our third grade teachers?
No, she was skinny, but she was like she was a board.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Nothing wrong with
that.
She starts
going on saying about, she starts telling us, this is my spot. I run this place.
Jesus Christ. So
if
you,
I ever said I ran Backyard Barbecue Grill, whatever the
I would shoot myself.
Is,
first of all, how does a third grade teacher talk like that?
I don't know. I don't want her teaching my kids.
Was she a colored?
wait, I threw that one in there.
No,
whatever are you talking about?
The colored people that were there ended up getting into a fight with each other.
Everyone gets in a fight. I'm surprised it wasn't the white people getting in fights with each other, effing drunk and trash.
At the end of the night, we're talking to like these three girls. One of them is a fat Hispanic chick, and her friend goes, look at her boobs. They're huge.
Oh, I hate when people say fat girl boobs are big.
Yes. No, they're big. Everything else is big, too.
I'll say this. Have you ever seen the fat girls with little boobs? I mean, like,
kill yourself.
What did they do in a past life?
But no, women, when you're fat, or, like, exactly, if you have a fat friend, you're like, oh, her T's are so big. It doesn't count if she's a fat sack of
pig meat.
Not only
that, they're not, like, in terms of a ratio, they suck. They're usually like a 42C or something like
that. You're right. It's out of proportion, too.
Yeah.
Even then, just big.
That's when they're, I don't know if I can say that, the areolas look like they're dipped in strawberry sauce. It goes underneath and around the boob.
The armpit areola.
Where it's supposed to be, like, looking out front.
That looks
it's
like the
underneath.
Little nub on top of a balloon when you've blown it, like, way too big.
Yeah,
it just stretches
to,
over, like, 75% of it.
The only way you can get the whole thing in your mouth is if you lay underneath it like it's a cow.
Oh, God. All right, D-Tet. We're going to roll to the Skins Cowboys thing, but am I seeing you tonight for the MMA over at Hooters, I believe, with Othello?
Yeah, it's Chantilly.
Yeah, Shantucky.
I'm enjoying.
I think he was saying something about going there around 8. You should have a tweet up with your 10,000 followers.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Have you crossed the 10K mark?
No.
Oh.
No. He was being delightfully sarcastic. All right, D-Tet, man, I'll get to you in a bit.
All right, Papa, don't preach anymore. Love you.
All right. Love you too, buddy. That's our new outro. We just say love you to each other, and then I get a dial tone.
Is that one of the dudes from The Fan?
He was. Sadly, he got...
Ish kid.
Well, D-Tet left to actually get like an adult-paying job, which I don't blame him for. Like, radio pays nothing. I somehow feel like I make more here making literally nothing than working where I work in radio.
You get paid spiritually here.
There's some kind of reward here. All right.
And you get to see whatever her name's. I can't think of any.
Veronica C, is that what you're going
for? Yeah, but I was trying to be a bit mean, and I was like, maybe hold back. So I can see it.
That's not your style.
Then once I see it, then we can go back to tearing her down.
All right, well, are you ready for a bit of a sports segment?
Sure.
This Monday night, our Washington Redskins are going to Dallas to take on the hated Star.
And they will lose. Here comes the first L.
Only according to those employing logic and looking at the Vegas spread, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, I thought they were favored to win.
No, they have slipped, I want to say, from 3.5 underdogs to 5 at this point.
What, Cowboys are 1-1?
Yes. Cowboys gave it up against the Jets, had a win in the bag there, and then fought back against the 49ers.
All right. Well, the 49ers stink.
They do.
But, I don't know, have the... Can you Google, like, when is the last time the Redskins were 3-0 even?
God.
1984.
I know Zorn was 2-0. 3-0 is...
What, 2-0 on the 4-12 season?
No, 2-0 on the 8-8. Wasn't he... He started off 6-2 and then went 2-6. And then the next year was really bad.
Yeah, just...
God, did that happen?
They always
start off
strong.
Did that really happen? Was Jim Zorn our head coach for 2 years? Sometimes I just say S about this team, like factual stuff, and I'm like, I suppressed it, like a memory of getting my butthole touched.
What I don't get is the guy was an offensive coordinator, right?
No, he was a quarterback's coach.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Like a goddamn niche job. It's somewhat niche. I know a quarterback's important, but that's not even like being a line coach. And then they made him
head coach,
the offensive coordinator. And then a day later, they were like, hey, you know what? F it.
Jesus.
Give it a try, man. But we're going to call our sports Jew, as I like to call him, our golden Jew, our Ace Rothstein, Joel Goldstein, who used to be a part of the show, still with us in spirit, I'd like to think.
Demanded too much money.
Joel.
Contract disputes.
Joel's a hell of a gambler.
Didn't he lose a bet for you in Vegas?
He did. He's a hell of a gambler when my money's not involved. And I'm not going to bet on the Skins Dallas thing.
Quick joke.
Affair. Go for it.
How do you say F-U in Hebrew?
How?
Trust me.
That's a good one. I wanted Joel on to kind of break down the game for us. See who...
I can break it down for you right now. L.
Well, that's not compelling radio. That's about 3 seconds right there, if that.
These people are choke artists and thieves. Every time they cash their checks from Daniel Snyder, they're stealing.
I thought you were talking about Joel's people for a second. It's like, oh, come on, Will.
Well, they're stealing from the Steelers.
Okay. So I'm going to call Joel. Hopefully this will work.
When's the last time they were on like a Monday night game or some nationally televised game and came off smelling like roses?
I think they went into Dallas.
Was Mark Rippon the quarterback?
It wasn't Rippon. It was Brunell. And I think he got
1998 or something?
Yeah, like 2005. And they lofted like 2 last-minute touchdowns. It was seriously like halfway through the fourth quarter, and Dallas was up 13-0, and out of nowhere, the Skins won 14-13. I was like, how the F did that happen? It was one of the best things I've ever seen.
So it's always a range that they kind of take on Dallas, so it's that old rivalry televised?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is one of the big rivalries in the league. It, not so much now that
lately, now that both are feeble. This is terrible.
Especially the Skins are still bleh, but hold on.
Wait, what were the Cowboys last season?
Really bad.
So were we somehow better? What the hell were we, 6-10?
Yes. Dialing a phone is compelling radio. And I don't even know if this will pick up. That's the best part.
He has no idea what time to expect the call.
He knows we'll be calling, but I don't really know how to punch up the phone on this. Like, it's a horrible phone system.
Oh, you're saying like from an outgoing call?
Yeah. Oh, hey, Joel. Let me just bring you up on the board. Let's see if this works.
All
right. Oh, he's there. I can already hear him. Joel, say hello. Say hello to the good people.
Why is there that tinny ringing sound like when the goddamn phones get nuked in that... What's that 50s movie? Like if the Cold War...
Failsafe?
Yeah. I remember it's like, you know the bomb has been dropped and you hear that... Ee!
phone. All right, Joel, let me hear you talk for a second, because I'll do a level check now, which is professional.
Why don't our producers do it?
All right, Joel,
yes.
I want you to kind of break down Monday night's matchup. We've teased it a little bit. You've got an injured Tony Romo. I'm a retard. You got an injured Tony Romo, yeah, who hopefully will get torn to shreds.
Yes, let's hope.
And on our side, we've got Rex slowly reverting to Rex.
And I mean, he's performed pretty well, to be honest. Only one of the interceptions from last week was his fault.
That's true. Okay, so if you were laying money, and you are, because you are a compulsive gambler, how would you lay it? Why would you lay it? Eat up a good 4 minutes so we can peace out of here.
All right. It's pretty simple. Assuming Romo plays and the line is 7, take the points, take the Redskins. Are you kidding? I mean, the game's going to be close either way.
Okay.
That's easy. I actually think it's going to be a low-scoring game just because, I mean, Tony Romo, other than Dez Bryant, he's got nothing. And Dez Bryant can barely even run. Hell, Tony Romo, he can barely breathe. So
can they gang up on him and, like, try to collapse his lungs?
I was going to say, don't you think it's kind of like an unsafe game to lay money on just because if he's taken out, like, third play of the game, it could potentially become a bloodbath?
Who's their backup?
Kitna.
Kitna's actually one of the better backups.
Yeah, he's not horrible.
You're not going to have a huge drop-off from him. The thing is, Dallas can't run the ball. Felix Jones is playing with one shoulder, and he's been awful. Tashard Choice has been pretty bad. Murray is a rookie, and I don't know if he's going to really give him anything. I don't think they can run the ball. They can't run it against the Redskins. If they're going to do anything, they're going to throw. But, again, with Austin being out, which is really just a gift from God, Dez, like I said, he's going to be playing on one leg. He may not even survive the game.
Did he lose his foot to diabetes?
The beatus?
Because that's common among his people.
You're awful.
Too much grape soda.
I mean, other than Jason Witten, who else is going to catch the ball that's, you know, any good or even get open? And I just think Dallas is going to have problems on offense. Now, on defense...
Was Miles Austin the one who used to pound Kardashian?
Yes.
Oh. So she Kardashian'd him and he's done now?
A little bit, yeah. He's got the Kardashian cooch curse. Sorry to interrupt, man.
The concern you have to have if you're a Redskins fan is DeMarcus Ware going to basically do to Rex Grossman what everyone's hoping the Redskins do to Tony Romo. Because going against Trent Williams, DeMarcus Ware, that's not a good matchup.
Here's a scientific and like a very even-keeled worded question. Why does Trent Williams suck so much?
Or you take a goddamn rookie and just throw him in.
He's second year now.
I haven't jumped off his bandwagon yet. He can run block real well. His pass blocking is really hit or miss, though. I know that the one sack he gave up where Grossman almost got murdered by Jason Pierre-Paul when he fumbled, it was on him, but it wasn't because he got beat. He just misread what he was supposed to do in protection, and that's why Paul ran around him easily. So,
why is there this much strategy to football?
Like, there's so many people on
the
field.
Why isn't it just like the last Boy Scout? Like, people strap weapons, start clubbing each other.
All right, so Joel, your final bit of gambling advice then. Lay it all out there.
The over-under is a risky bet.
What is the over-under for the game?
God, I haven't looked at it in a minute.
What's
the VIG? Was it around 45 or so? I haven't checked it.
I actually don't know. I just know the spread has gone up to, I think it had started at 3.5 favoring Dallas, and it's up to 5 now.
I don't remember where it opened. You have it at 5? God, I've seen it higher than that.
Really?
If you can get 6 or more, take the Redskins all day. I mean, you know, just to cover. I mean, even if they lose by a field goal or 4 points, that's probably what's going to happen if they lose. I think the Redskins can go down there and win outright. I just think it's going to be an ugly game, and it's going to come down to essentially turnovers and which lines play better in terms of the offensive and defensive lines.
All right.
And shockingly enough, I think it is distinctly possible that the Redskins are going to be 3-0, and the pandemonium is going to be off the charts.
3-0 immediately followed by 3-13.
God damn! How awful would it be if we go 3-0 and then lose to the goddamn Rams?
They lost to the Rams last year. Even I know that. They stink.
The Redskins lose when they're not supposed to
exactly.
lose. They win when they're not supposed
the
to win.
Sign of a their horrible MO. Team.
So what is their schedule this year? Like, oh, is it more bad teams than
good?
It's
brutal on the second half. It is murder on the second half. Well,
there's definitely murderer's row in like a 4 or 5 week stretch over the second half.
Yeah.
And that's where they'll
like
become
the
Redskins.
Jets, like the Patriots. I mean, it's bad, man. Joel, got to let you go, buddy. Eagle. Show is wrapping up, but I thank you for your time. And anyone laying money on this game, take his advice. He's the only guy I know who goes to Vegas and actually like wins money and lives off his winnings. It's kind of cool to watch.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
All right, man. Good day.
All right, later.
That was the jivest good day I could possibly muster. Well, Will,
yes.
We got Squire in studio. We got Surf Rider playing. I think that means we're out of here. Want to thank you for actually being in, man. I've missed you. I know that your schedule's hell.
I missed coming here.
You damn well should. It's a good time.
I have fun.
Especially with the shred of prep done on my part. I think we're going to make a trend of that from now on.
Good.
If you want to get a hold of Will, he's at Billy Basil on Twitter. I think that might need to be anonymous, but screw it. I got to promote him. So there you go. He's funny.
Oh, okay.
Okay. If you want to get a hold of me, John Papa Giorgio, I'm at Papa's Basement. The show website, inpapasbasement.com. And again, we're live next Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org. Till then, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.